Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Suri. How can I help you?
Suri, my name is Linda Burke, and I have a problem with billing that came through on my credit card. If you could help me with that, please.
What's your zip code?
43613.
You said 43613?
Uh-huh.
What's your first and last name?
Linda Burke.
Confirm your shipping address?
2045 Fairfax.
Okay, and I do see here you have the Icon smartwatch. It looks like you started the 14-day trial when you made the purchase of $5.95. Since you didn't cancel the trial, it's trying to bill you the full amount of the watch, which is $59.95.
Oh, you got to be kidding. At $5.95, it wasn't worth it. I didn't know anything about a trial. That was not explained at all.
Well, ma'am, the watch does help track sleep patterns and measure steps. I can give you 35% discount on it.
If you give me the thing, I'll just send the whole watch back. It looks like a toy. I wouldn't pay $5.95 for it. I would just send it back if it wasn't. I thought it was $5.95 and didn't even think anything of it. But I certainly wouldn't have paid $59.95.
Well, ma'am, since it does also help track blood oxygen levels, I can give you a 50% discount.
I don't want a 50% discount. I don't want you to charge by count $59.95 for this thing.
It won't be $59.95. It won't be $59.95 because I'm offering. You're talking over me, ma'am. It won't be that much because I'm offering you discounts.
I don't want your discount. I don't want to be charged $59.95. And if you give me an address, I'll mail the watch back to you.
Okay, so like I said, you won't be charged $59.95 because I'm offering you a discount. And I can even go up to 75% off.
I don't want you to charge me at all for this thing. I paid the $5.95 and I won't pay any more. That's it.
Okay, so you do have to ship the watch back. I won't close the account until you call back with a tracking number that your post office gave you confirming that you shipped it out, and also you will have to pay a $10 restock fee.
What kind of a scam are you guys running? Holy cow. I've already reported you as fraud to my charge card. This is ridiculous.
Did you already start a dispute?
I was going to, yes. I still might.
If you already reported us as fraud, you already started a dispute. So I'm asking again, did you start?
No, the fraud department called me.
Okay, so
they advised me to call you.
I just told you the process that of returning the watch so you're not billed. Would you rather return it or would you rather have the 75% discount?
What would the 75% discount be? What would be the charge?
Give me a moment. Let me go ahead and calculate that. You would just be paying $15 for the watch.
On top of the $5.95 I already paid?
Yes.
$15.
Yes.
You know what? This watch doesn't even turn on.
You have to charge it for at least 2 hours and press down on the screen for 20 seconds.
Charge it where?
It should have came with a charger. If not, you can buy a charger from Walmart.
It didn't come with a charger, and I'm not going to buy nothing for it. Why don't you send me the charger?
As a courtesy, I can offer to have a charger shipped out to you.
Well, ship me out the charger that was supposed to come with it, because it doesn't turn on, it doesn't do nothing.
Okay, I will have that done.
Okay, and you go ahead and charge me the $15, and I don't want to hear from your company again, and I want no more charges. And I would like you to please remove my credit card information from your files.
Give me a moment. Let me make some changes to your account. Okay, so I applied the 75% discount, and also I asked to have a charger shipped out to you for the watch. Is there any other questions you have for me?
No. Will you remove my information, my credit card information from your account? From your
After your bill, the $15, there's no need to do that, because it won't be billed or shipped anything else. But the account is here to remain for documentation reasons.
Okay, but I don't want to see any more activity on that account.
Like I said, ma'am, after the 15 is billed, you won't be billed or shipped anything else.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. Well, is there any other questions you have for me?
No. Like I say, I think it's a very poor level of, there was nothing explaining that it was just a 10-day period or whatever it was. Nothing.
So
and
all you
said
have
anything
to do
about that.
On the order screen, you just have to scroll all the way down to the bottom, and our terms and conditions are listed there.
All the way at the bottom of the screen. Well, that's just, like I say, that's just per business. There should have been something that came with the watch. Okay.
Thank you for calling customer care.
Thank you.